Army prosecutors asked a military judge for a June trial date for Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. He's accused of murdering 16 Afghan civilians and wounding six others while stationed at a special forces outpost in Kandahar province. The defense called the June date unrealistic yesterday. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Staff Sergeant Robert Bales' arraignment in a military courtroom south of Tacoma marked the start of a court-martial that could potentially end in a death sentence. That possibility, coupled with the sheer volume of documents in the case, was the basis for the defense team's suggestion that the case be tried in May 2014. Prosecutors, however, argue that waiting too long jeopardizes the government's right to a fair trial, that American troop withdrawal will make it harder to get witnesses from Afghanistan to the U.S. They also note that two witnesses living in volatile parts of the country have already been killed in separate attacks. Speaking with reporters outside the courtroom, Bales attorney John Henry Brown took issue with that approach.
You heard the prosecution talk about two witnesses being killed. Well, guess who killed them? The United States. They were both on a list of insurgents, and they were both killed by the United States.
The judge in the case did not immediately decide on a trial date. He did, however, rule that if Bales' defense team plans to present a mental health defense, he must go before a so-called sanity review board to determine his mental state. Bales deferred to enter a plea. He's not required to under military court rules. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.